Hello, church. Thank you for once again tuning into our weekly podcast. As you know, the church's theme for this year is to love God and love all people. Hopefully, the t-shirts and the stickers on our cars are a great reminder to all of us throughout the week that we should be loving God and loving all people. Last week, Pastor Steve gave us 20 days of love dares in hopes that we can continue to love and cherish our spouses. Now, maybe you're not married and you're asking yourself, what does this have to do with me? Or maybe you've been married for 3 days or 3 months, 3 years, or even 3 decades, and you think that your marriage is fantastic. And you're wondering, what does this have to do with me? Well, I will tell you how. These love dares can be applied to your other relationships. While some of these love dares are best kept between us and our spouses, most are applicable in all of our relationships. I am not going to break down how all 20 can be applied, but we will look at day 1 as an example for the list at large. You can look at the remaining 19 by yourself and figure out how to apply them in your everyday life. Day 1, demonstrating patience. Don't say anything negative to them all day. The scripture that goes with these are Ephesians 4:2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love. And verse 19 from James chapter 1, which states, "This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Now, these verses are not from big passages dealing with marriage, but they're actually from passages dealing with the church. Now, I know that we all have people in our life who have the ability to get under our skin and to do it quite quickly on occasion. I have had coworkers who couldn't be happy unless they were being contentious. I have parents and 2 older siblings, and if we can't be mean to our family, who can we be mean to? Now, if you are like me, you don't mean to say anything mean or negative. It just kind of pops out of your mouth. I have had to make a real effort in my life to be patient with others and to show grace to others. Back when I was working at Keppel Amfell Shipyard, I had one of these contentious coworkers. He claimed righteous indignation at any little thing he could just to get under people's skins. I know this for a fact because he later told me so. Now, there was a time I would let him get to me and I would respond in a very unloving manner. There was also a point in time where I actually hated this guy. Now, as a Christian, I knew I had a problem. So I purposed myself to forgive his past transgressions and to show him patience and grace. Now, this didn't make him less contentious, but when I stopped hating him, our relationship got a whole lot better. And by the time we were done with the project, we were on friendly terms. So here's my challenge to you. Don't just use these love dares in your marriage or assume if you're not married that they're not applicable to you in your life. As we go through this year loving God and loving all people, who are the people in your life that you can love better? Pick out some people and get to work. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your Son, and the revelation you give us through your word. As we seek this year to carry out your greatest commandment to love you and to love all people, we ask that you give us a heart like yours, a heart that truly cares for all people. We ask that you help us apply these love dares to our marriages and to our lives and to continue to conform us to your image. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.